Eddie Gamusio, host of KSMU's Wednesday night program Beneath the Surface, is here to talk about the 10-year anniversary of Queen City Shout. It's the annual music and arts fundraiser to support poverty relief here in the Ozarks. Tell us how this is going to be different this year.
Thank you, Randy, for having me this morning. And we had planned to do a two-parter, partly in person with a limited amount of activities and then partly virtual. And it was about a month ago where we made the choice to go all virtual this year. In a nutshell, just thinking about things like our volunteers and, you know, masking ordinances, and we just didn't want to put them in weird situations like, you know, excuse me, sir, I know you finished your burger and your drink. Do you mind putting your mask back on? also, with limited seating, since a lot of the venues weren't at full capacity, there was the idea of like, well, what if someone has a 3 or 4 day pass and they're trying to get in to see somebody, and due to limited seating, they get turned away? And what if that happens at 2 or 3 places? That's not going to be an enjoyable event for anybody.
How many venues would you normally have?
Normally, I think last year we added 2 extra. So I think we were up to like 6 stages last year. And that's not counting the art gallery that we had set up for the art side of it. And then the film side of it, we were showing films out of the back room of Big Mama's Coffee House. So I guess about 8 in total. But, really at the forefront of it, it was just safety and health reasons where we were like, yeah, it just makes more sense to go virtual this year. So that's what we've done. And the stages look a little bit different. Instead of a 5-day event, it's a week-long event, August 17th through the 23rd. Part of it is due to the fact that we just wanted to expand it to a week. It wasn't our goal for this year to do that, but because of logistics and trying to fit 92 songwriters and bands into virtual stages that are just, we only have 2 now instead of 6. So we kind of had to stretch it out in terms of coordinating times and things like that.
Well, how will it work? These are going to be pre-recorded, or what's going to happen?
No, it'll be live streamed. So everything is going to be filtered through queencityshout.com.
Okay.
That is the go-to site. And it used to be in the past, Randy, where that was really just kind of a storefront site where you'd go there and it would say when the dates are. You might see the schedule on there. There might be some contact information. Maybe it listed the venues where the activities were taking place. And that was about it. So when we made the decision a month ago to change to virtual, my creative team literally went from, oh, we've got to create banners for the stages, to, oh, now we need to develop an actual website. And so, you know, they're creating navigation bars and adding pages. So when you go there now, beyond just seeing the lineup and the date and things like that, there is a link to the fundraiser because it's a free event this year. We are not selling tickets. Ordinarily, we would charge money at the door for either a wristband or for a 4 or 5 day pass for the event. We did look into sites, you know, that were locked where people would have to pay to get in, but it just didn't seem like the right time or place to be doing something like that. And with it being our 10-year anniversary, we're like, you know, let's just create this event online. Let's make it free. And in turn, we are doing a GoFundMe fundraiser for the nonprofits that we're working with.
Now, so which ones are you working with this year?
We're working with Harmony House, Isabel's House, Great Circle, Community Partnership of the Ozarks, Victory Mission, and Kitchen, and OCAC.
Now, you mentioned 92 songwriters and bands. I noticed on the website that it just looks like a huge lineup of artists who are involved in this year.
Yeah. It's maybe 6 or 7 artists more so than it was last year. I'm not really consciously trying to let it grow that way. It's kind of a good problem to have, I guess. But every year, word seems to get out more and more. And so, you know, I'm being contacted through texts or Facebook Messenger or emails about wanting to play. And, you know, when I check out a lot of these links and a lot of the music, it's great, you know. And so I try my best to, you know, within reason, to fit it all in, obviously. But I try my best to fit as many in as we can. And even though last year we incorporated film and art, you know, the logo lists it as Queen City Shout, music, film, and art. I think, you know, 8 years ago, it started as a music festival, and the heart of it will still be music with film and art as well. But I think in terms of numbers, you know, the idea of it being a musical festival, that just kind of represents that with having so many artists. But they will be live streaming through the website, and there'll be a direct link. So if you go to, like, say, Monday, and you wanted to find someone who was playing, see the schedule there, and directly below would be a navigation button to send you directly to that virtual stage. So the two stages are the Queen City Shout Facebook page, and the other stage is the Queen City Shout Facebook group. So we're just calling it the page stage and the group stage. And, you know, there's not really a lot to remember. Just if you go to queencityshout.com, it'll connect you directly to whatever stage you want to see said artist. You know, you see someone, you see the date and time, click it, and it takes you there. We are partnering with the Arts Council this year. There's going to be a virtual art gallery that they're helping us create. That'll be linked in the website, too. So if people want to check out some of the visual artists around the area, they can do so through the website as well.
I was going to ask you if there about specific times each day that people should be going to the site to click on those links.
Yeah, so it'll still run as it did in person. So typically from after work on, it'll be Monday through Friday from roughly 4:30 to 11 o'clock at night. Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and the 23rd, will be longer days. I think we kick off around 1 o'clock each one of those days and go till about 11:30 with all the music. You know, the virtual art gallery, obviously, once it goes live that week, folks can check that out at their leisure, you know, morning, noon, or night. So there won't be set schedules to get into the gallery.
Right.
And then with the films, we are going to be streaming all of those through our Queen City Shout YouTube channel. So again, if you go to queencityshout.com and you go to films, we're going to have a dedicated page that gives a little blurb about the film. It'll have a start time. So that will kind of be set up like a film festival. You can't check it out at your leisure. There'll be set times. And when you click that time, say Wednesday at 6 o'clock, it'll take you to the YouTube channel where that documentary or that film will be starting.
How many films do you have lined up?
We have now, I think, 12. We recently acquired 6 from Missouri State student films, which we're really excited about. So a lot of these are going to be categorical. We have some independent documentaries. We have a full-length feature. And then the categorical ones are, we have some student films that we'll be showcasing. I think there's like 5 of those. Also, SATO 48 is one of our partners this year. So they're going to be showcasing some of the making of movies, where it's, or I suppose a making of video, where it basically is showing people, those that are familiar with SATO 48, or if they're not, you know, they can get information through these videos. But it basically follows the different production crews that get picked for the 48-hour run, and it shows them creating their movie and what went into it and the things that they faced and the challenges. So, yeah, I think that'll be a fun thing in that aspect, too.
Do you have a monetary goal that you'd like to reach?
The goal is 15,000. just because last year we were just over 10, and the last 3 years, this technically would have been the fourth year up on C Street. We've grown exponentially with turnout and with our fundraising as well for the nonprofits. So it wasn't really an arbitrary number. We just kind of wanted to add on to what we had reached last year. We're staying positive about it. I think as a virtual festival, it just kind of takes on a whole different thing. Also, the idea of promoting it as free is why we're really encouraging everybody to either prior to, like, the fundraiser has been live since the start of August, so either prior to or during the festival, you know, we just ask folks to give what they can, just to kind of maybe consider what they think the value of the whole week is for them. And so that's our goal for the nonprofits this year.
Well, all right, that is the Queen City Shout for 2020. It is virtual. It will be a full 7 days, August 17th through the 23rd, at queencityshout.com. That's basically the gateway you go to get to music, film, and art. And those are going to be available for those 7 days. And in fact, the virtual art gallery is kind of a 24/7 thing through that entire period. You can go to queencityshout.com or send an email to queencityshout@gmail.com for more information.
Yeah, I just encourage people to check it out. I think it's kind of a virtual is always unusual for everybody. I think with the Queen City Shout open mic, some of the success that we had with that during the quarantine in the spring.
You've had some practice, in other words.
Yeah. That Queen City Shout open mic group, Randy, is actually, we just changed the name. That group still exists, but for the festival, that is actually becoming the group stage.
Right.
And so that's one of the platforms now. Since we just had a wonderful response with it, that we're just letting those folks know, hey, now you've got your own stage here, and these are the artists that are coming through to it. And yeah, but I think it's just, you know, I noticed as not only a participant in it, but as me and my fellow admins were kind of following it, you know, week to week, that not only from the artist standpoint, but from the viewer standpoint, there were a lot of just, you know, tiny little, like, how do I log on to this? Or how come I can't see this window? Or why is this showing small? How do I blow this up? Or why is my guitar turned backwards? So,
why is my image upside down? What happened?
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know, learning to ride a bike again in some ways. And I do tell people, actually, that with this thing having changed a month ago, it very much feels in a lot of ways like the first festival that we've ever put on, just kind of learning things in different ways all over again.
Well, let's hope it's successful for you. Your goal is $15,000, and it's good to talk to you about it.
Nice to talk with you, Randy, as always. Thank you so much.